Roll the dice. Chapter 18. Cindy and Terry do lunch.
What was so urgent, Terry, that we had to do lunch today? Is Jean not taking care of you, Terry? I saw you added 6 days to the calendar. What's up?
There is no real problem with Jean. I wanted to cuff his hands behind him and then sit on his face, and he said no. But he will come around. It is fun adding days to his sentence. I don't think he thinks he is really going to be in the cage that long. I think we need to have a serious talk with him and convince him he is going to be in the cage for 2 months and more, if he doesn't start being a better chastity slave.
Is that what you want to talk about?
No, I'm just stalling. Just one more side topic. You don't care that I cuff him and sit on his face, do you?
He says he feels like he will suffocate when you sit on his face so long.
He's not going to suffocate, he just thinks he is. I am careful, I watch the clock. I never make him go more than a minute and a half. Except maybe when I am getting close to an orgasm and I kind of lose track of everything. It just scares him, he's okay.
Wow, you have a sadistic side. Maybe I need to watch one of these sessions and see if it is safe for Jean. Although I have found he's bringing that side of me out, too.
What side is that?
I don't know. I feel kind of mean when I have him go down on me and I can see the desperation in his eyes. Part of me feels guilty and I want to free him. But a bigger part of me enjoys that I am putting him through this.
It turns you on, doesn't it?
Yes, but don't you feel guilty sometimes what we are doing to him?
It is what he wanted.
Yeah, but he had no idea what he was getting into, did he?
A man and his dick get in a lot of trouble. I am not sure as women we can understand what a man will do to keep his dick happy. And so far, he is still wading in deeper. I heard he's got the hots for someone at his work. His brain must tell him that every time he gets worked up his condition gets worse. But his dick tells him something that makes him go for it. Sometimes as women, I think we just have to respect what the dick wants.
You are calling it his condition. Two.
Yeah, Jean told me you called it his condition. It fits. He is becoming an addict. He wants to go down on me, and you, and every woman he sees, but it doesn't satisfy him. Like an addict, he always needs another hit that is bigger and more frequent. That is his condition as I see it.
So, should I worry about Jean suffocating?
I don't know, I kind of get lost in the experience. But he has never passed out. I mean, he is still kicking and twisting around. And he is fucking the air at the same time. You should try it. It is a huge turn on. I have unbelievable orgasms.
I don't think so. But I can see that it must be a hell of a turn on for you.
Why not? Watch me do it one time and then try it. Or maybe, we could rotate on him.
I am not sure I would trust myself.
You are feeling the same thing I am feeling. Our power over him. Does that turn you on as much as it does me?
Cindy found herself thinking about sitting on Jean's face and him struggling below her. She was smaller and lighter than Terry, he would probably just fling her off even if his hands were cuffed. Maybe she could tie him down on the bed? Her hand went to her crotch, she was suddenly very turned on thinking about all the things she could do with Jean while he was in his condition. She changed the subject.
But that is not what you wanted to talk to me about.
I am sorry, but Jim got me messed up, and I spilled the beans.
What beans, and what do you mean messed up?
We play this game, and I always lose. He kind of tricks me one way or another, and I find myself playing it, I'm hopeless. I guess it is one of my addictions. I guess I use sex like a drug to keep from looking at my life and how much it sucks. Anyway, I digress. I am kind of afraid to tell you this. I am afraid you are going to be very mad at me.
You have to start from the beginning. I will text work and tell them I will be back a little late. Nothing important is going down this afternoon anyway. So what does Jim do?
We play a game when we go out. I wear a short skirt with no underwear and he wears thin pants or shorts and goes commando. We go to a dark restaurant and play with each other under the table. Whoever comes first loses. That's the short version.
I assume the winner gets something and the loser pays up. I have never done it, but Jean would be a pushover, well, if he wasn't in a cage. He would probably come in his pants if I just let him touch me under the table.
Jim is not a pushover, but I have won a few times. And losing has its rewards and downsides. Besides, last night, Jim agreed to let me tie him up and do the same thing I was talking about with Jean if I won the bet. The thought of doing that to Jim got me going. Except Jim is stronger and pushes me off. But last night, he agreed I could tie him onto the bed before we started so he could be at my mercy. The thought of that had me so turned on that I really didn't have a chance. A kind of catch-22. If I have something I really want, it turns me on too much, and I can't win.
What did Jim want if he won?
I forgot to ask, and he didn't say anything until the game was really underway. By the time he told me what he wanted, I was so turned on my brain was mush. I was already so close to coming I was like jello.
Don't keep me in suspense.
You better get us some drinks. You have a problem. And call work and tell them you will see them tomorrow.
Really?
Really.
Okay, I will flag down some drinks. Double rum and cokes with some shots on the side?
As long as you are driving.
How about Uber?
Well, Jim somehow figured out from that time he got drinks with you that it is Jean and I had an affair, not you and I. Although I am not sure I would call it an affair, again I am digressing.
Is he angry?
Not really. We are swingers, so it shouldn't matter. But he was not in control, that is the real issue. He is more a guy that calculates what he wants than getting angry about it.
What does he want and what does it have to do with me?
I'll get to that. He found the keys in my underwear drawer.
The keys to Jean's cage?
The same ones.
But he doesn't know what they are for. Does he?
He didn't until last night.
You didn't?
I did. I am sorry. About the 10th time he edged me, he told me that is what he wanted if he won, but at that point, we both knew I was losing. He tie-wrapped my hands behind me.
Is that part of the game?
The game was way off track by then. I don't know exactly what I told him. I really can't think after an hour or more of teasing. He knows about the cage, so I guess I spilled it somewhere last night.
So he wants something for the keys.
He wants to fuck you.
That is not a big surprise.
Yeah, he says you are hot for him too.
Really?
Is that true?
Cindy's silence answered the question. Cindy finished her rum and coke and held two fingers up to the waitress to repeat the drinks and shots. Terry continued.
There is more.
Okay, tell me.
He doesn't just want to fuck you, he wants you to go away for a week with him to Mexico, to a special resort. It is a BDMS resort.
Like where they tie you up and then fuck you?
I might as well tell you all of it. It is a level 3 slave resort. It is where men bring their experienced slaves. I did level 1, and nothing could get me to go back there. Level 3 promises not to do any permanent damage, and everyone is checked for safe sex, no diseases, and all that. But otherwise, everything is on the table, mostly you. If you can imagine what men would do to real sex slaves, well, they do it.
I am not doing that.
Then Jean will be in the cage forever.
Shit, shit. Oh shit, fuck it. How do I tell this to Jean?
I wouldn't. It is a long time before he gets out anyway. You said Jean has the hots for a woman at work.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with Jim?
One thing at a time. Encourage Jean to date this woman and encourage him to go for it with her. Once he gets it going, give him a quota, the calendar, the whole nine yards. Like with me.
Why?
Your first mission is to keep Jean occupied with another woman. He can't keep up with us two as it is. You have noticed how worn out he is. He's losing weight. If he has another woman to take care of, he won't notice as much what is going on between you and Jim. And when he can't keep up, we can give him more days for not taking care of us. Maybe, punish him for something by seeing Jim.
You mean I should tell him to take care of this woman? He already spends a couple of hours a day between our legs. I don't see how he could do it.
Exactly. He can't. Have you ever seen a male dog when he is around a bitch in heat? He walks around, humping the air. That will be Jean.
Do you think we could really do that to him?
No, I don't think so. A dog does it when he can't get it in the hole. What we are doing to Jean is a lot more than what happens to a male dog. Between the two of us, he might have failed to get it in the hole 100 times, who knows? He has been denied a lot. One more woman couldn't hurt. Hasn't he tried humping your leg when he goes down on you? No, I don't think so. A dog does it when he can't get it in the hole. What we do to Jean is much more than what happens to a male dog. Between the two of us, he might have failed to get it in the hole 100 times, who knows? He has been denied a lot. One more woman couldn't hurt. Hasn't he tried humping your leg when he goes down on you?
Yeah, it is kind of disgusting. He tried to hump my leg in the grocery store the other day when I flashed my boob at him. It also reminds me I had him stand by the bed one night and go down on me right after he had been with you. He started humping the air so much he couldn't stand up. I wonder if that will start happening to him when he is around a sexy woman in public. Poor guy.
Isn't it fun what we are doing to him?
It seems kind of cruel.
Maybe we should just consider it part of his fantasy. It is our job to get him fucking like an old dog around a bitch. And to make that happen a little faster, we need June to help us. And one more thing, you need to have him cuddle your ass when you go off to sleep.
It makes him hard and he can't sleep. I let him go down to the couch sometimes so he can sleep.
No, you can't go soft. The more hours a day we keep him turned on and trying to fuck, the more his plumbing is going to be jammed up with cum, and the more desperate he is going to be for a release. We want to keep him turned on and fucking all the time. Cindy, when you go to bed, you should cuff your left ankle to his right ankle. Throw your leg up on his belly, and his cock will be jerking all night long. I have some padded cuffs, it will be fun.
I am not going to do that to him, he's already struggling. It is already too hard to sleep when he is in the bed trying to hump me all night. No thanks.
When you are ready for a master plan on how to take care of the men in our lives, then you need to talk to me. First we make Jean a sex zombie, then we play some games with Jim.
Am I going to play sex games with Jim and win the keys back?
No, first you are going to lose lots of games with Jim until you have him completely overconfident. You have to learn to think long term,